night, and I'm just hoping that we can get through because the cell phone reception here at the Panther Pit, also known as the gymnasium here at Vissahi, is not good. it is not good. So we'll just hope that we can make this go. We've already had the introductions, so we're about ready for the opening tip-off. And Vista controls front court, Panthers. Kavari Perdue over to Jordan Hillsock at the head of the tee. He's going to, now over to Kavari Perdue, a long three-pointed tip, no good. The Pirates from Oceanside coming down in the front court. That's number 21, Johnson. 24, Grandison. And that's ball, front court. And a long shot by Jordan Hillsock, no good. Taken by the Pirates. And a nice shot there by, I think that's 23, Morgan. All right. Just to win the ball. There's Isaiah Morris. Drives in. Hands off to Shane Coates. He tries to put it in. Can't do it. Panthers with the ball. Hey, let's see, this is 20, Camargo. He scored a lot this last time these two played. Oh, Vista has the ball, stolen by Davari. No, I'm sorry, stolen by Samuel. There we go. And that was a penalty on Oceanside. I didn't get which one. So, oh, no, ball goes to Vista. Okay. Number four, Beacom. And he is having trouble getting across the timeline. There is a long shot, no good. Samuel with the ball, brings it to the front court. Pulls up, no good. And after that rebound situation, this is going to get the ball. And into Davari Perdue, and he puts it in right under the basket. So it's 2-2. Oceanside with the ball, front court. And that is 23, Morgan. Beacham now looking for someone. Oh, it passes into Morgan couldn't get it out of bounds, so Vista with the ball, and that is Isaiah Morris. Tried to pass it, I think, to Davari Perdue, and it went astray. And I'm hoping that this webcast comes through. If not, I'm recording it on my little recorder. So I'll put it up later. Pirates with the ball. Inbound. Beacham dribbles down in the front court. And that ball was deflected. A pass in down deep, and it was reflected by Shane Coates. Pirates will get the ball in. It's 2-2. We'll give you more information about these two teams as I have a chance. And there is a shot no good by Vista. Oceanside. Vista got the ball, brought it down, and then they lost it out of bounds. Drew Morgan, number 23. over to Beecham. And in to Johnson. There's Camargo. He's going to take a shot from the baseline. No good. And it is... Oh, last... Who's the last touch? Last touch by Oceanside. So here comes the Panthers. Torres Daniels in the front court. The 2-2 game. This is a league game. And it's Phil Sock over to Samuels. Oh, three. Oh, man. That is Isaiah Morris. So it's 5-2. We're almost halfway through the first quarter. There's Morgan. And way into Johnson. And he puts it in. So it's 5-4, Vista leading. Shot no good. There's a foul by control by Vista, but then there's a whistle. And I don't see him calling a foul. So it'll be Pirates ball out. Now in come several new players. Michael Flynn. Oh, it was stolen by play, and he goes right to the basket and puts it in. 7-4. Panthers leading. Let's see, that is number 11, and by golly, I don't have a number 11. I hope that this is another case where I have the wrong, or they've changed numbers, I'm not sure. Ball was out of bounds. Vista's going to bring it in. 3:29 to go. Clock running. 7-4. Vista leading. Phil Sock off to... Oh, wow. A long one by Michael Flynn. And I've got to change my... my roster here, I have an old roster that has Fletcher Pope at he's not 42, he's 21. Okay. Fletcher Pope, junior, 6'4". Timeout, 10-4. Vista leading with 3:11 left in the first quarter. Again, it's High Tech Radio. My name is Bill Ruff. When he can make the games, Eric Ruff is here helping me, but tonight is not one of those nights. Well, let's see. Another new player in is Micaiah Morris, who's a junior. Good shot. His brother Isaiah still in. There's Samuel. Over to Flynn. A long shot. No good. Controlled by Vista on the rebound. Okay. Camargo gets that foul. It'll now go inbounds. Let's see, Isaiah Morris passes into the backcourt to Micaiah Morris. Flynn, there is a, oh, a nice line drive by Samuel. So it is now 12-4. Pirates in the front court. 11, and I don't have his number. There's Johnson, and he puts it in, a dry, nice drive. Well, I hope I don't have the wrong roster here for the Pirates, but I may. I don't have an 11. Okay, there's there's a drive, not a good shot, but out to Samuels. He's going to shoot. No, in and out, taken by Morgan. And at the other end, the ball gets away from the Pirates, and here comes, Flynn. No good. Johnson. That's number 21, at least. Here's number 11. I don't have an 11, so I'll check on that. Into 23. And he's fouled, trying to put it in. See who's going to be charged with that foul. Five, that is Isaiah Morris, 23, through Morgan, no good, he'll get a second, here comes Hillstock in for Tara Samuels, get a second shot and it's coming right now, it's good. Yeah, that's three. Panthers in the front court. This is first quarter action. It's the leading. Flynn with the ball. Over to Samuels. Samuels going to drive. No, over to Micaiah Morris on the baseline. And he tried to pass it out, I believe, to Flynn. But it was not a good pass. However, it was last touch by the Pirates, so this is going to retain the ball. Tara Samuels over to Micaiah Morris. Micaiah Morris shoots. No good, but Flynn is able to control. Micaiah Morris over to Flynn. Other corner to Hillstock. No good, his shot. This retains possession. Samuels, he's going to pull up, and his shot is no good. And who gets the ball? Pirates, number 11. And he's to Johnson, number 21. And in, and that's not a... by Drew Morgan. He was right on the basket. And there is a drive at the other end. Micaiah Morris, he's fouled. And I have a feeling I've got some wrong numbers here, or wrong names, so I'm just going to call numbers for the Pirates. First free throw is no good by Michael Flynn. Be another free throw for Micaiah Morris. Good. All right, lots of backcourt pressure there, but a whistle. Guess that's not a penalty, maybe, with this. Just knocked out of bounds on the inbound play by Vista. So Pirates again. Taylor in, number 22 for Vista. And there is number 4 bringing it down. Number 24 puts it in. Here come the Pirates, or the Panthers, and the PA buzzer. That is going to be 13-9. Vista leading at the end of one quarter. And I'd go over and check the let me see if I can get some help here. Sir, excuse me. Hello? Can I see that real quickly? I think I've got the wrong roster. Let's see for... teach him. Perez. Another beach. Oh, my goodness. Ken Miller Johnson. Do I have a Johnson? Is 11. Okay, and who's 21? All right, well, that helps a little bit. Not a lot. Yeah, I'm not... Not good when we have a roster change. I didn't check. I thought it would be okay. All right, second quarter. Brother Pirates with the ball. There's Johnson. Found that that's who he is, number 11. And there's 24. That is a personal foul on, let's see, that is on Hillstock. Pirates inbounding the ball. There's Johnson. He's number 11 for sure. Number 24. Johnson again. Looking outside. Trying to get inside. Oh, there's a pass inside. A jump shot, no good, but by Drew Morgan. And that is with Morgan. So this is a two-shot foul for Morgan. And he made the first. We'll get another. It started here in the first minute of the first quarter. There comes the second one. Oh, no good. But he controls it. Who's that? Number 24. Blocked. I think that was Shane Kosa blocked that. Here come the Pirates. Or rather, this is the Panthers. And that Samuel puts it right in. So it is now 15-10. In favor of the Panthers. Pirates in the front court. Johnson, he's a good player. He's passes over. He's shooting a long one, no good. Pirates get the ball, and there's a little feed to Drew Morgan, and he puts it in, so it's 15-12. Mackay Taylor out to Samuels and over on the other side to Hillstock. Taylor again, he's going to drive, but he gives it to Samuels. No good. Pirates control. Johnson, that was the move. Here he comes. It's the front court. 15-12, Vista leading. And that's going to be, I think traveling. Actually, Johnson kind of slipped and slid, and that's something. All right. Well, I hope I guess I'll have to get through this quarter and then check on the name. And there is a, nice by Isaiah Morris. He was up against a guy several inches taller than him and was able to get that ball up, 17-12. And Vista steals the ball. But Hillstock not able to make the play. And that looks like that's 24. That was number 24. 17-14. Now there's a whistle. I don't know what that's all about. Is that a foul? Cameron Beecham is number one. I know that. He's a real tall guy, too. This inbounding the ball. Isaiah Morris takes it over to George Hillstock. And it is going to be, a three-pointer from Taylor. Wow. Taylor plays well when he gets in. He doesn't get too much playing time. But every once in a while he makes a great shot. There is a long shot by Johnson. No good. Just to win the ball. Taylor passes to Hillstock. Hillstock almost loses it. And to Taylor. Taylor's going to... Oh, nice feed by Taylor in to Shane Coates. And Shane Coates puts it in. For the Pirates. And a pass to 21, and I'm not sure who 21 is. So Vista will get the ball now. Carter Starn comes in, number 12. Junior will be a big factor next year, no doubt, just in the front court. There's, the ball is taken away from the Panthers. And in deep to 24, no good. And 24 gets it again, tries to put it up. No. But it's a penalty on Vista. See, that is Carter Starnes, his first. That is no good. This is number 24. And again, I apologize for not having checked this. And that's good. It is 22-15. We're a little over halfway gone. Makai Taylor gets the pass. Over to... Isaiah Morris, and nice try by Shane Coates. It came in and out. There's Johnson with the ball, and that's good. Well, I think that's number one Beecham. There's going to be a personal foul, number 11. All right, there's the timeout. Well, High Tech Radio, starting in 2001. Wow, this is the 18th year, has been presenting Vista Panther football and basketball on the Internet. And we continue tonight. Don't know whether we're getting through or not. By golly, we still are. Amazing. There's not good cell phone reception here at the Panther Gym, unfortunately. When we're in the press box at the football stadium, no problem. It is 22-17, 3:08 remaining in this first half. Let's see if I've got the points correct. I'm missing some points. For the, 2, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 13, 15. No, I've got all of the Pirates points. And for Vista, 2, 4, 7, 9, 11, 14, 15, 19. Oh, I've got too many points, I'm afraid. Or did I have one? Order number Well, I'm not quite right, so I'll have to check it at the halftime. Vista with the ball, leading 22-17. Carter Starnes. Sora Samuels. And, oh, man, he does a five against two players, one of whom at least was quite a bit bigger than he, and puts it in. So it's now 24-17. But the Pirates have some good players here. Last time they played, it was not a good... Oh, who was that? That's for the Pirates. Not sure who that was. I'm going to give it to number one. It's in the front court. Oh, ball stolen by number 20. I believe that's Camargo, and he puts it in. Yeah, that's Camargo. So it's 24-20. That was not a good play there. They ended in a steal. Vista with the ball. Carter Starnes. Over to Micaiah Morris. No good. Big shot. Taken by number four. I think that's Kieran Beecham. And there's 21. No good. Carter Starnes rebound for Vista. Here comes a beautiful run right up the middle. And 2 points for Torres Samuels. All right, with a minute and 31 seconds to go in this game, it is 26-21. And the last time these two teams got together, Vista was had a little bit of half, it just dominated the second half. Let's see if I can find the... yeah, it was 74. And it was 27-18, so it was a 9-point lead, and they ended up, the Panthers did here, winning by a great margin. Okay, in his number 21, Fletcher Pope coming in, Carter Starnes sitting down for Vista. Panthers, Hillstock, Micaiah Morris, Isaiah Morris, and a couple more. All right. Pirates in the front. Number 21 with the ball. He's fairly tall and really, really solid. He's a big guy. There's a little pressure put on by Vista. And the ball was lost by the Pirates. Okay, 26-21, Vista leading Oceanside High School. And I don't think I mentioned before, but this is, what is this, the 6th of February, I think. Vista with the ball. Oh, and Hillstock. Oh, the ball is stolen back by Vista, however, and almost lost. Oh, boy, a lot of miscues there. Way over to Isaiah Morris. He's going to drive. Hillstock will shoot. No. Number four gets the ball for the Pirates. It's a 30 seconds to go in this first half. Pirates front court. And number 21... puts it in. There are only 6 seconds to go. Oh, and that is... ball is that it went out of bounds. Panthers have time to shoot. It's 2 seconds. Got to get it. A good shot or a good inbound play. And there is a shot. No good. Okay, that's the end of the first half. It is 26-23. So that means that Oceanside scored 14 and Vista only 13. I am going to check on the Oceanside names because I know I've got some of them wrong. And we'll be back. So in the meantime, you can enjoy, if that's the word, the noise of halftime.
What?
Okay, well, we're just about ready to have the second half. I think I have the names correct here for the Pirates. All right, it is 26-23. What is the 3-point lead for Oceanside? Cameron Beecham 2, Double A 8, Jacob Camargo 2, Philip Johnson. No, that's not Philip Johnson. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is confusing the heck out of me because they have. I'm still not sure. Drew Morgan 6, Emmanuel Grandison 5, and that's it. I think that's right. Well, let's see. If Johnson has 6, 8, 18, 24. Well, that's not working out. So I don't know. They've changed a lot of those numbers and confused the heck out of me. For Vista, Micaiah Morris has 1. Cora Samuels, 8. Kavari Perdue, 2. Isaiah Morris, 7. Mekhi Taylor, 3. Shane Coates, 2. And Michael Flynn, 3. All right, it's a 3-point lead for Vista. Not much of a lead. Here come the Panthers with the ball in the front court. Oh, a steal, a nice steal there. And that's 2 points for Beecham, Kieran Beecham. So now it's a 1-point game. That was 4. Yes, Kieran Beecham. Pirates get the ball. In the front court, the ball gets away from the Pirates. And it is, a try for a dunk there, I think, Hillcock. Didn't work. Here comes Vista. Puts it in. I think that was Randerson. I'm going to give it to him. I'm not sure. Here is a 3-point attempt. No good. And on the rebound, I don't think they're counting at all. But it will be Pirates ball. Number 4, that would be Kieran Beecham. And then over to Donovan Lay. Donovan Lay gets the pass in deep. Tries to put it up. Oh, the ball is controlled eventually by Vista. Isaiah Morris. Oh, he passes to a pretty much wide open Savari Perdue, and Perdue could not handle the pass. Pirates get the ball. Vista has a 2-point lead. 29-26. Or rather, 29-27. There is, well, I'll get away from Randerson. Beecham. Lay puts it in. Drives right up there. 29-29. Vista. Hillcock. Back to Samuels, and he puts it in, a 3. It is 32-27, but Pirates are hanging in here. 5:28 to go in this third quarter. HighTechRadio.com brings you this and other programs. We have several music programs. Eric Krupp has a heavy metal type program. Okay, that's not my cup of tea, but a lot of people like it. And I have 2. One's called Spotlight on Jazz, which has the best in recorded jazz from the 1920s up to the 21st century. And I also have one called The Big Band Thing, which has recordings from all years. Okay, number 21. Fletcher Pope is in for Vista. Oceanside will inbound the ball. This is going all full court pressure here. Johnson. Delay. Top of the free thrower. Oh, that was a nice one. Turnaround jump shot by At 23, it's Drew Morgan. This has it. Oh, hey. That is 2 points. Drew Morgan gets his first foul for the Pirates. That's 2 points for and the free throw is good. I'm sorry, that was Jabari Purdue. It is now 34-31. 3 points lead, that's all. There's a long shot by Johnson, good. A three. Tied again. There's a long shot, no good by Vista. But they're going to get the ball, as it was last touch by one of the Pirates. Jabari Purdue, ready for the inbound play. I'm sorry, Samuels. And he didn't like the looks of what he saw there, so timeout. Timeout. We have not quite halfway gone in the third period. It's tied 34-34. San Marcos will be the next game, and that's a huge game. The only league game that says loss was to the Knights. But they have some big players and some good shooters. It's a loss by 12, and that's the only double-digit loss they've had. Vista, by the way, is 19-6. Coastal Side is 14-9. And there is a nice play that didn't work, but it's going to be a foul situation. Let's see who that foul is on. Grandison, Emmanuel Grandison, picks up his first foul there. Jordan Hillsock will be shooting. He makes it. Okay, now that just his first. And another. There's Lay bringing the ball down for the Pirates, and it's put in by 24, Grandison, on a nice feed from him, from Lay. And this is going to be a three-point attempt, no good by... That was Jabari. Let's see, that was Samuel. Last touch by Oceanside. Here's it. Oh, a three-pointer by Michael Flynn. He had one in the first quarter. Michael Flynn's one of those guys you say, well, he doesn't start, but he would start for many high school teams, I can tell you that. Oceanside, front court. They're not trailing by three. It's a close game. Lay with the ball. Comes in close. Oh, he puts it in. Oh, man. 10 points for him. And it's now a one-point game, 39-38. Quite a bit different from the game at Oceanside High. There, a pass goes out of bounds. Vista loses it. So the Pirates will inbound the ball. 3:27 left in the third quarter. Just a 39. Oceanside 38. Oh, that long pass is intercepted. And there is another long shot. Not good by Flynn. And Vista, or rather Oceanside, gets it. No good on that attempted lay-in. Vista controls. Isaiah Morris And he drives and puts it in. Nice drive. And he's going to get a... Dawson Lay, and that's his third foul. Okay, Morris. No. Goes to the side, gets the rebound. Off the front, the timeline. Beecham, Lay. Let's see what they're going to call. Well, I guess a travel or something like it. There's no foul, and just he gets the ball. Here comes Cora Samuels over to Isaiah Morris and Flynn. He looks for someone to pass it to. Finally hands to Morris. Then Isaiah Morris gives his brother. And here is a pass into the corner and over to, oh, nice attempt, but no good by Flynn. Ball deflected out of bounds by Isaiah Morris. Oceanside with the ball, trailing by three. Wow, that was a nice pass into Grandison. 1 point lead for Vista. There's a drive. Oh, no good by Cora Samuels. Here come the Pirates. Ball out of bounds. They're going to give it. They're going to give it to the Pirates. Kieran Beecham will be inbounding the ball. Cora Samuel sits down, and he's replaced by Hillsock. Lay gets the inbound pass. He's going to drive. Oh, he puts it in. 12 points, and that gives the lead to the Pirates. There's a big crash on it. One of the Vista players falls, and Vista gets the ball at the other end. And, well, this game is a little sloppy. Kieran Beecham into Lay. He puts another, and this is now a three-point lead for Vista. Under a minute to go in this third quarter. Vista's definitely not playing as strong as they did before. There's Messiah Morris. No, that's not good. But taken by Isaiah Morris, and he puts it in. So it's a one-point lead. There's a whistle. I think that's going to be personal foul on. Well, I have that as Flynn's first personal foul. This will be a shooting situation. Phillip Johnson, he makes it. Now 2 point lead for Oceanside. Here's his next shot. No good, and it's taken by Hillsock on the rebound. Oh, Hillsock steps on the line. So the Pirates, with 30 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter, will get the ball. Beecham, number four. And he tries inbound, is knocked away by Fletcher Pope. So Oceanside again will do it. That's 2 points for Drew Morgan, who was right under the basket, took that inbound pass and put it right in. So Vista with just about 15 seconds left are facing a four-point deficit. There is a drive. Oh, my, out of bounds. And they say last touch by Vista. Samuels tried to drive and lost the ball. 4 points, 4.7 seconds in this third quarter. Lay with the ball, brings it down for Oceanside. And there is a long shot, no good. Wow. Well, we're going to the fourth quarter with just a trailing by 4, 47 to 43. So, Wait. 27 points. No, that's wrong. Oh, boy, let's try it again. 24 points for Oceanside in that third quarter. Let me figure this out for... Seventeen for the Panthers. That's a lot of points there in that second or the third quarter by the Oceanside Pirates, and they enjoy a 4-point lead. So they were beaten by Vista by a lot when they played a few days ago over at Oceanside. Okay. Pirates with the ball. Number four, Beecham. And a drive by number one. No good, and he'll get... See that? And Shane Coates. Read that in a second. This is free throw good. It's Beecham, Cameron Beecham. Well, all of a sudden it's getting chilly in this gym. I'm going to put my sweater on. And again. So that makes it 49 to 43. Vista's got some catching up to do here. Panthers bring the ball down the front court. Samuels drives the baseline in from the left side. Tries to put it in, and he's fouled. Let's see who that'll be on. All right, number one is Beecham with Cameron. So K-M-R-O-N. This will be Samuel shooting. Oh, didn't get that one. He'll get another try. Makes that one. That's 12 points for Samuels. Pirates in the front court. That's going to be offensive foul on Grandison. Back in the game for the Pirates, Drew Morgan and Donovan Lay. Donovan Lay is about 6'5". He must weigh 230 anyway. Well, there's a little conversation going on here between two coaches from Oceanside and their players. Well, it's an official timeout. Let's see how many timeouts left, if I can figure that out. Looks like Kavista has two timeouts left and the Pirates three. Now, this is the fourth quarter. And this is trailing. They just won by a huge amount. Over 20 points at Oceanside. So they're not shooting real well. And the Pirates are shooting really well today. They're just playing well in general. There is a nice try that didn't make it by Coates. The scramble after that. What are they going to call? Well, there's a timeout. Well, I'm still not sure exactly what happened over there. 47-44. Vista had better start making some baskets. What it boils down to. We are in the fourth quarter. And Vista lead, or Vista trailing. Tell you the truth. I thought Vista would probably win this game based on the performance 2 days ago. But the Pirates are playing very well. And Vista not playing terribly well. Yeah, I'm trying to see about the... Vista is going to inbound the ball. Ball inbounded to Isaiah Morris. Then over to Flynn. A couple more passes. Here's no good there by Samuels, but let's see, that will be Shane Coates going to the line. It's the third on Grandison for Vista, or rather for the Pirates. No good. First by Shane Coates. Let's try another. Makes that one. So it's a two-point game now. And a drive results in a personal foul on Shane Coates. And Johnson. Philip Johnson will... Yeah, Philip Johnson did not play. I just checked my stat sheet from that other game. He didn't play in that game. Now, let's see, how many does he have now? 4 point? No, no good. There's the shot. Good. By Mike Flynn. Lay bringing the ball down. Over to Johnson for the Pirates. Lay in deep. And there's a whistle. It's going to be a personal. Isaiah Morris. That's his second. Pirates with the ball inbound. Ah! Vista steals it. And there is a high drive and a layup for 2 points for Isaiah Morris. And that gives him, let's see, 13 points. Vista now trailing by one. With 6:18 to go in the game, so there's plenty of time either way. This has played 10 players. I'm trying to see. Matt Rivera? I don't, is he on the bench? I'm not sure that I see Matt Rivera. So I don't know. He's a pretty good player. Certainly a good rebound or a good sub. Yeah, I don't see Matt Rivera, and I don't know whether there could be a number of reasons why. 50-49. Vista trailing the Pirates by one. Back court now, the front court. Johnson with the lay. He's outside the arc. The ball is almost stolen, but not quite. No, that's going to be a penalty. Personal foul on Vista. That's Coates. It's Shane Coates' third foul. Still on a shooting foul. Lay takes the ball in. Johnson with the ball now for the Pirates. Lay out to Johnson. And it is a grab there by Coates. And it is... There's a nasty fall by Shane Coates. And he is in pain on his back. I guess is this an official timeout, I guess? As far as the scoreboard is concerned, there's one timeout for Vista, 2-4 Oceanside, 5:31 left to go in the game. Just a one-point game. Ooh. Yeah, this is not looking good. Don't we have a trainer here? Oh, there are a bunch of players in between me and where Shane Coates is lying. I guess he's sitting up now. We'll have to see how that works. Let's see, who's the high point man now? Lay for the Pirates has 14. And Vista Morris has at 13. Shane Coates is on the sideline now. Someone's looking at his right elbow. Okay, here comes Johnson for the Pirates. In the backcourt. Heavy pressure by Vista defensively. Johnson again. Delay. Johnson. Oh, and it is stolen. Is it stolen? No, it's not stolen. Wow, it's several tries, and finally, Drew Morgan puts it in. Vista has not, doesn't have that big inside presence that some of the other teams have. Here's a shot no good by Samuels, taken by the Pirates. Three-point lead, 52-49 for Oceanside. And into Morgan, his shot's no good. And put in by Grandison. So it's now a five-point lead. Here is, oh, wow. That went in. Bounced up and then finally went in for Jordan Hillsock. He now has 5 points, which is far below what you would expect him, but that was a timely one. It's now a two-point lead. Here's a spin and a little jump shot there by Donovan Lay. So it's back up to 4 points now. About front court for Vista. Samuels with the ball. He's going to drive. And he doesn't get it in. Whistle. All right, 23, Morgan. That's only his second foul. At the free throw line is Tora Samuels. Got that one. Jabari Perdue in for Vista. One more free throw coming for Tara Samuels. His shot. Good. Okay, 56-54. Vista still trails, but by two. They were down by 4 or 5 minutes ago. Johnson for the Pirates. Guarded by Samuels. He's going to drive. No, he pulls back and he shoots. No good. Not a very good shot. Isaiah Morris coming down. And he finds his way. I tell you, this guy really, really can do that. He finds his way through the crowd, and it's now 56-56, 3 minutes to go. Lay with the ball for Oceanside. Looking for someone to pass it to Camargo. And to Johnson on the outside into Lay. And no good, and taken by the Panthers. Here again is... Oh, Isaiah Morris passes to Tora Samuels, and he gets a three. 2.5 to go. Vista now leading. This is having to do without Shane Coates. There's Lay into, let's see, that was Drew Morgan, and he's fouled by, well, let's see, who's one of the, one of the Panthers. By one? That can't be. Okay, Hillstock. That's the second foul. No good. Drew Morgan for the Pirates missed that first free throw. And Shane Coates is back in the game. Boy, that was a bad fall he took there about 5 minutes ago. Drew Morgan will take another shot. No good, and it is rebound by Davari Perdue. He gets it out to Isaiah Morris, who brings it across the timeline. This is leading by, a drive by Hillstock. Wow. He must have decided, hey, Morris can't do that without my being able to do it too. I'm gonna show him I can do it, and he did. All right, now a lot of defensive pressure. Oh, the ball almost taken. And it is taken by Davari Perdue. No, not Davari Perdue. I'm sorry. This is Samuels with the ball. Minute and a half to go under that now. Vista leading by five. And there is a drive by Isaiah Morris. And I said, all right, Jordan, that's fine, but I'm going to do it again. Donovan Lay picks up his third foul. A minute and 20 seconds to go. This is suddenly leading by seven. And let's see what happens on this free throw. No good. Lay gets it for the Pirates. Minute and 15 seconds. Clock running. Lay gets the ball. And I guess that's going to be on. That's on to Ari Perdue. Well, that's an unfortunate thing there. So it's a one-and-one situation for Drew Morgan. And as I count this, he's got 12. No good, and it's rebounded by Hillstock, and I think he was fouled by Lay. Donovan Lay. Yep, Lay, and that is that his fifth? I think that's his fifth. That's what I have. I guess that's his fifth. All right, this is Hillstock. Hillstock, if he makes both of these, he can come close to putting it away. He makes that one. That's only 8 points for Jordan Hillstock, but he didn't get any in the first half. We get one more at 64 to 56. 8 points with a minute and seven to go. He made it. 9 points for him. Vista putting a little backcourt pressure. Johnson of the Pirates. Brings it across. They need to shoot pretty quickly. Lay. No, that wasn't just for Lay because he's still in there. He takes the shot. Doesn't make it, but he's fouled right under the basket. 24. Shane Coates, that's his fourth. All right. Lay is going to shoot here. No good. And Jacob Camargo sits down. I'm not sure which who came in there. I think that may have been. Maybe Kieran beat him. He beat him. That's good. Delay. So it's now 65, 57, 53 seconds left to go. Michael Flynn comes into the game. And he's going to inbound, rather. And a nice series of passes puts Samuels in the front court. And there's a whistle. I think it's going to put Samuels at the free throw line. I'm not sure who there was on the foul. Samuels will shoot two. He has 17 already. Looks like Tavari Perdue is going to come in again. Samuels. Good. Michael Flynn sits down as Tavari Perdue comes in for Vista. It's 66 to 57. That's 9 points. Here's his shot. Good. So that probably just about does it. 38 seconds, clock running. Johnson coming down and almost lost. Over to Johnson again. They need to shoot. Are they going to say that counted because of the ball? Let's see, who is that? Johnson. Yeah, they're going to give him the two. And he'll get a... Well, that's his first point in the... Okay, there's a whistle there on that free throw. It was on four. Kieran Beecham. Sixty-seven to 59, 25 seconds. This game is just about gone, although not necessarily. I mean, it would take quite an effort. Coach shoots his free throw, doesn't get it. Hits the front of the rim and bounced off. One more. Lay is back in the game. Obviously, I made a mistake on the foul. One more shot. Shane Coates. Good. And here comes Johnson. He puts it up. No. Rebounded by Tavari Perdue of the Panthers. He's fouled as he fell to the ground. But he really wasn't hurt. They're going to say that foul, although it's really immaterial at this point, just for the record. Well, that has to be the foul. No, maybe not. Okay. 16.6 seconds left. This is leading by 9. And Purdue makes that one. Spirito is in, and Robbie Lowe for the Panthers. And who else? Oh, yeah, Dallas Adams. And there is Purdue again. And a long shot, no good. Rebound by the Panthers, Shane Coates specifically. And they're just going to kind of carefully walk it off here. That's it, the end of the game. 70-59. That was difficult. Let's see. See, that was San Marcos. Yeah. All right, yeah. Saying hi to some of the guys here working the scores desk. That was, I think they had 43 at the end of the third and ended up with 70. So they had 27 points. On the other hand, the Pirates had 27. The Pirates had 20. Forty-seven ended up with 59. So they had only 12 in that last quarter. Well, that's kind of the way the game went in the second half, the whole second half of the game over at Oceanside High School. But this one, it took the till the fourth quarter for Vista to pull away. All right, let's see if I can figure out the scoring here for the Pirates. Cameron Beecham, 4. Kieran Beecham, 4. Donovan Lay, 17. Jacob Camargo, 2. Philip Johnson. Oh, no, that wasn't Philip Johnson. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, okay, forget that. That's not working out right. I'm still confused on the names and numbers. Drew Morgan, 12. Grandison, 13. And that's all for the for Vista. Makai Morris, 1, is that right? Jordan Hillstock, 7, all in the second, oh no, 9, all in the second half. Big points. Laura Samuels, 19. Jawari Purdue, 6. Isaiah Morris, 17. Makai Taylor, 3. Had a nice 3 in the first half. And Shane Coates, 4. And Michael Flynn, let's see, 8. Is that right? I guess it is. Well, those are unofficial stats. And I don't vouch that they're all completely accurate. Anyway, the final score, 70-59. Vista pulls away in the fourth quarter to beat the Oceanside Pirates. They will be here at the Panther Pit this Friday against the high-flying San Marcos Knights. Wow. They've lost only 2 games. They're something like 20-2 or 21-2. That's going to be a tough game. So, hope you will listen. For Patricia Hartman, who does our technical work. This is Bill Rupp saying thanks for listening, and please join us again on High Tech Radio.
Yeah.